4E, Helping People Through Art. Exercise 8, page 75.
Dream big. Passers-by pause in a bustling Hong Kong street. Something doesn't look right. Right next to a fancy restaurant, there's a large photo of an emaciated young girl in the slums. Looked at from the other side of the street, it seems the starving girl is being ignored by the comfortable diners. But that's the idea. Or rather, it is Cade Ashton's. He took the photo and put it up. He goes to the world's most dangerous and deprived urban areas, takes pictures of their poverty-stricken residents, then shows them where richer people can't avoid noticing them. Ashton's passion for photography began with other subjects, though he has always been interested in the lives of the down and outs. He began photographing graffiti on trains around his home in Canada. Then after university, he moved to Taiwan. Here he began to photograph people. Since then, he has traveled to Iran, Venezuela, the Philippines, Colombia, Cambodia, and more than 24 other countries, seeking out those areas where most don't go. Although taxi drivers sometimes refuse to take him, Ashton believes the slum dwellers are often the friendliest and most welcoming people of all. He says the people are often keen to be photographed, especially if he helps them with a job. He asks which city they'd like their photo to be shown in. Los Angeles seems to be the most popular. Back home, he turns the photos into poster-sized prints. Next, he chooses where to place the poster. Ideally, somewhere where there will be an obvious contrast. For instance, he might select a picture of a boy picking through a rubbish dump to go next to an expensive designer boutique. Then, he uses a technique called wheat pasting to stick them on the walls. Most of the time, what Ashton is doing is against the law. It is called fly posting, and it is a common problem in cities. Everyone from nightclub owners to political parties cover walls with ugly advertisements and announcements. It is treated by the police as similar to graffiti, in that it is vandalism of a public space.
It's just some paper and glue,
Ashton says. But it still requires someone to clean it off, and wheat paste can be very difficult to remove. But Ashton does more than take and exhibit his photos. In Manila, he was particularly shocked to find people living under bridges, advertising billboards, and beside railways. He wanted to give them a way to express themselves, so he started a small school teaching drawing, t-shirt painting, and breakdancing. Ashton isn't without his critics, though. Certainly, we should keep in mind those less lucky than ourselves, and there's no doubt that the street kids like the creativity classes. But we can also ask, are Ashton's pictures really helping those he photographs? Do street kids in Manila actually benefit from breakdancing lessons? And is it fair to give residents of Los Angeles or Hong Kong a guilt trip for the condition of slum dwellers? Perhaps Ashton's method is too simplistic.